Two great sax players were born just 3 years apart on February 2nd, Sonny Stitt in Boston in 1924 and Stan Getz in Philadelphia in 1927. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, each had his own style that would influence future generations.
Sonny Stitt played alto sax in swing bands and bop bands, inviting early comparisons to Charlie Parker. He joined Dizzy Gillespie's band in 1945, eventually switched to tenor, and became known for his astounding bebop.
Sonny, he had great technique.
Philadelphia-based sax player Larry McKenna.
And he could maneuver his way through the chord changes and eat up the changes. But it never sounded like he was doing exercises or anything like that. It was always very melodic.
By 1947, Stan Getz was soloing with Woody Herman's band. He would later go on to cool jazz and bossa nova, winning his first Grammy for Desafinado.
That's where Stan first got known as the bossa nova guy. And then later it was the girl from Ipanema. But I remember one time meeting Stan Getz, and he sort of sounded like he was kind of tired of being known for that. A lot of people don't realize that he was a very good bebop player before bossa nova ever entered into the picture.
Both Stitt and Getz play bebop with Dizzy Gillespie on the CD For Musicians Only.
Just like listening to two different people telling their stories, and they're great stories that they tell. Both very melodic, true to the song. They swing, they have great ideas, they're great musicians.
Stitt was one of the all-star members of the Giants of Jazz group in the 70s. Getz garnered 5 Grammy Awards.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.